先来看希伯来书第六章。
Now we'll first read Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
所以我们应该离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ,Let us go on to perfection.
然后我们来看第一章第一节到第三节。
Now we will read chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
神既在古时记得众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世记得他儿子晓谕我们，要早已立他为承受万有的，也曾记得他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things.Through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
我们再次靠着你爱子的名来到你的面前。
Father, once again, by the name of your beloved Son, we come into your presence.
愿你再次差遣你的圣灵，把你的话语更多的启示翻译在我们里头。
May you send your Spirit once again to reveal and interpret your words in us.
让我们更多的明白你话语里面的丰富。
So we can understand more of the riches of your word.
更多进入你自己的心意里。
To enter more into your heart.
我们在你面前等候你向我们说话。
We wait before you speak to us.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
我们交通了很久关于基督徒的完全。
It has been quite a while we've been fellowshipping on the perfection of Christ.
我们进入完全实在是神他自己的心意。
For us to enter into the perfection is truly God's own desire.
是我们一生所要追求的。
And this is the goal that for our life we shall pursue after.
那么在很多的翻译本里面呢，他说到完全的时候，都是翻成成熟。
In many versions of the Bible, when we speak of perfection, it's being translated as being mature.
那么成熟跟完全其实有的时候是一样的一件事情。
Sometimes maturity and perfection are the same thing.
因为神的心意是叫我们这个长大成人，没有基督长成的身量。
Because this is God's desire that we should grow up, mature, to the measure of, to the full measure of the fullness of Christ.
但是呢，神他用这个，他不太用成熟，他总是用完全，是为什么呢
？But why is it often God uses the word perfection instead of maturity？
我们每次读到完全的时候，我就觉得太高了，我们够不上。
Because every time when we see this word perfection, we feel that it's way up too high, we simply cannot measure up.
但是我们仔细来读主的话的时候，发觉呢，神的心意呢，是在我们身上精心的雕琢。
But if you study God's word carefully, you will see God's desire for us is very delicately being measured out, engraved.
在我们的生命生活当中，每一个细节神都在意。
Because God cares very much of every detail of our life.
有很多时候我们觉得在这点小地方那点小地方我们不太在意，但是很神很在意。
Many times we don't care much about the small parts or that part, But to God, every detail is important.
以弗所书呢，他说呢，我们是他手中的杰作。
Because in Ephesians we read that we are the masterpiece in His hand.
我们出生的时候，一个小 baby 就是神的杰作。
Even when we were born as a baby, and this is a masterpiece of God.
我们重生得救的那刹那是神的杰作。
And the very moment we were born again, that is God's masterpiece.
但是呢，最终呢，圣经说我们是神的杰作呢，是因为他在我们身上的精心的雕琢。
And the reason that God says we are the masterpiece of His hand is because He has so carefully, delicately been forming us.
我们身上我们生活当中每一个细节神都在意。
Therefore, God really cares about every detail of our life.
所以呢圣经呢特别强调我们需要去进入的是完全。
And this is why the Bible stresses very much we need to enter into perfection.
那么整卷圣经都是带领我们进入完全。
So the whole Bible leads us into perfection.
许多的教导都让我们在这完全的事上有些学习。
So there are so many teachings in the Bible in able to help us to grow up, become perfect.
但有两卷书呢，特别是吸引我们注意的呢，就是哥林多后书跟希伯来书。
But there are two books in the Bible that especially arrest us, and that is the Hebrews and the Second Corinthians.
在哥林多后书保罗说了我们所求的就是你们做完全人。
In 2 Corinthians, we read that this is what we pray, that you should be perfect.
说你们要做完全人。
Be perfect.
那么在希伯来书的时候呢他也是这样说你们要离开基督道理的开端能够竭力进到完全的地步。
And in Hebrews, we also read that let's leave the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ. Let's go on to perfection.
那么这两卷书有个共同的特点。
And there is a common feature of these two books also.
就是呢，这些话呢，是向着一群在基督里头为婴孩的人说的。
That is, all these words are spoken to those.Who are babes in Christ?
那么作者都说我不能用干粮喂你们，要用奶喂你们。
Both authors say that I cannot feed you with solid food, but with milk.
这就告诉我们啊，进入完全呢，不是那些在主里头很久了、老练的那些前面的弟兄们神对他们的要求。
This tells us that God's desire is not just for those who areveterans in their belief, they have been in the Lord for a long time, but this is for everyone, even babes in Christ.
对，进入完全的是当我们还做婴孩的时候，神在我们身上就开始要求了。
And this demand, for us has been ever since we are babes in Christ.
那么，这两卷书呢，那么。它的着重点不太一样。
Nevertheless, the focuses of these two books are different.
这个《林多后书》呢，跟加上前书呢，它是对着一群在那个在基督里面有很多难处的弟兄姊妹们说的。
First and Second Corinthians are geared to all those saints who have issues in their life.
那么在前书的时候，他多方的责备他们在中间犯的错误。
Now in First Corinthians, Paul often rebuked them for all the faults they have made.
那么在有许多正面的一些教导。
And there are also many positive teachings there.
那么在后书的时候，他更是用他自己在主面前的多年的学习。
And in 2 Corinthians, Paul using all his learning throughout the years before the Lord.
借着他在主面前的学习，他在主面的经历，来带领这些弟兄姊妹们能够往前去。
Through his learning, through his experiences, Paul is trying to lead all these saints to forge on.
教导他们怎么样脱离这个肉体，这些许多的那个残累能够进到完全去。
Teaching them how to be delivered from all the dross, all the in all this ensnarement of all the flesh.
那么希伯来的圣徒呢，他们没有问题不太一样。
And as to the Hebrew saints, their issues are different.
他说你们呢是从前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候，他们中间有弟兄的相爱。
Now in Hebrews there is brotherly love because it says that you have been ministering to all the saints even now.
好像一群的那个见证人围着我们一同往前去。
Just as this cloud of witnesses around us.
但是他们难处呢是不愿意更深的往属灵的深处去。
Their difficulty lies in their unwillingness to go further, deeper into the Lord.
那么他们呢？照着他们学习的功夫，本来就应该当师傅了。
According to all the time they have learned, as of now, they should be teachers.
但是呢，信主很多年呢，还需要人把那个圣言小学的开端来教导他们。
But even though they have believed in the Lord for so many years, they still need other people to teach them the elementary principles of the oracle of God.
那甚至他们还想再回到律法里头去。
To the point that they even want to go back to the law.
那么从一个角度来说呢，这个他们可能是因为受了外面的一些的犹太人的逼迫。
From one angle, you might say, because outwardly they have been persecuted by the Jews.
那从另外一份来说呢，律法呢要比这个跟随遵守律法要比跟随圣灵来的简单的多。
From another angle, you might say that it is much more easier to follow the law than to follow the Spirit.
我们呢都知道应该跟随里面圣灵的带领，摸里面的感觉。
We all know that we need to follow the senses from the Holy Spirit, following the consciousness within us.
但是很多时候呢，我发觉呢不是那么有确据，甚至你的感觉跟我的感觉又不一样。
Yet a lot of times we're not so sure of this leading because your feeling might be different from mine.
这个律法简单多了，告诉你一二三四，你照着做就是。
As to the law, it's much easier. Just 1, 2, 3, just do accordingly.
所以呢，保罗在对着这两班的弟兄姊妹们呢，不就是圣灵对他们的这带领不太一样啊。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit leads differently in these two saints.
那么对着哥林多的教会呢，他在他们在生命当中有多方面的学习。
The Holy Spirit leads differently among these two groups of saints.
那么他们需要经过苦难，他们需要经过十字架的雕琢，对不对？他们呢需要把那脸上的帕子能够除去。
As to Corinthian saints, they need to be molded. They had to go through many hardships and to take away the veil on their face.
那么弟兄之间要常常彼此相聚，好像我们能够就是那个散发新基督馨香之气。
They need to be exhorted so that they could diffuse the fragrance of Christ.
那么对于希伯来圣徒呢
？But as to the Hebrew saints,
圣灵呢，要他们做的是来看基督。
What the Holy Spirit wants them to do is simply come to gaze upon Lord Jesus Christ.
律法是什么呢
？What is the law?
律法呢，是让我们指向基督的，要我们借着律法来看基督的。
The law directs us to gaze upon Christ.
律法本身呢，只是叫我们知罪的，叫我们知道这个人是何等不配的。
And the law gives us the knowledge of sin, so that we would know we're so unworthy.
除非我们呢认识基督，否则我们没有办法了解神为什么颁给我们律法。
Unless we know Christ, then we will never understand why is it that God has given us all the laws.
其实，在信主的路上呢，只是两条路呢，我们都需要学习。
But actually, in this journey of believing in Christ, we need to learn of both ways.
一方面呢，我们在我们的生命当中呢，需要这主多方面的雕琢，训练磨练啊。
On the one hand, in our life, we need our Lord, to mold us, to train us, from so many different ways.
但是另一方面呢，我们要常常来看基督。
But on the other hand, we often need to gaze upon Christ.
如果我们呢只是一天到晚注意在我们身上，这里要改，那里要改哈，你发觉呢，走着走着你失去了方向。
If they were only focusing on, oh, I have to correct this area, I have to correct that area, and gradually as you go, you have lost your direction.
到底我们的 这么多的功课的操练学习是为什么呢？我们的到底要谁要把我们做成什么样子呢？
What is the purpose of all these lessons, practices, that we exercise, ourselves onto? What exactly the purpose?
那毕竟世上的人也有很多好人，他们呢，这个有很多的非常有道德规范的人。
After all, there are so many good people. They have moral excellence.
那么在我们身上做，就像是在有一天做的像他们一样的吗
？Is that God wants to work in us until one day we'll be like one of those?
人的意义在神眼中像破烂的衣裳一样。
Yet we know that man's righteousness is just like filthy rags in the eyes of God.
神在我们身上多年的工作的一个目的，就把我们做成像他儿子的样子。
The very purpose of God's work throughout the year is to make us being conformed to the image of His Son.
唯有我们更多的认识基督，看见基督，我们的追求才有方向。
Only when we, the more we know of Christ, the more direction we will lay hold of.
我们呢，才知道我们为什么这么多的追求。
And we will know why is it we have been pursuing all these years.
那么在希伯来书里头啊，那么他就用了许多的方面来告诉我们基督他的荣美。
So the book of Hebrews in many areas point the beauty of Christ to us.
那么希伯来书的一个中心的主题呢，就是基督的超绝 supremacy。
So the focus theme of Hebrew is the supremacy of Christ.
他呢的带他要这些圣徒们呢，那么来看他的儿子耶稣基督。
The author wants all the saints to gaze upon Christ.
越多认识基督，他的越能够离开那个基督道理的开端，进到完全的地步。
The more we know Christ, the easier we will leave the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ and then go on to perfection.
所以他从许多的方面来让我们认识。
So the book Hebrews enables us to know the person of Christ who he is from many perspectives.
先从那些人所熟悉的一些人物，天使啊，摩西啊，亚伦啊，约书亚开始。
First, he's speaking of the figures that are familiar with to these recipients, like angels, like Moses, like Aaron, and also.Like Joshua.
借着这些希伯来圣徒他们说熟悉的这些人物呢，告诉他们说主是远远超过这些人。
And to these Hebrew saints, the author wants them to know Christ is ways surpasses all these figures in the Bible.
然后呢，要也带领他们呢来看呢，我们的主他最主要的身位，他是做大祭司的职。
And also, he wants all these recipients to know that the most important ministry of Christ is to be the high priest.
耶稣基督是大祭司这个职分何等的重要啊！
This is the ministry of Christ as high priest is so crucial.
不知道为什么哈，那么整本圣经只有希伯来书提到这件事情。
And we don't know why.Only in Hebrew that this ministry of Christ as high priest is mentioned.
可能因为他们是希伯来人的背景，他们对这些事情熟悉，所以他借他们熟悉的一些题目往后带他们往前去。
It could be that because they are Hebrews and this high priest is a topic familiar to them. Therefore, the author leads them into this direction.
那么，但他在他还没有进入这些细节之前
，But.Before the author enters into all the details,
那么在希伯来书第一章的头三节呢，给我们一个轮廓，它告诉我们谁是神的儿子。
In the first three verses in Hebrews, the author delineates who the Son of God is.
谁是那位基督
？Who is this Christ?
他的身位是什么
？And what is his person?
他所做的是什么？
What is his word?
他将来所要成就的是什么？
What is that he wants to accomplish in the future?
那么这三节呢，是可以说是整卷书的一个总结，也可以说是一个大纲，或者是一个前言。
So you could regard these first three verses as a preface, as an outline, as a summary of the whole book.
在我们进入那些细节之前呢，我们先来看主他从各方面来看我们的主。
Now the author wants us to, before he leads us into the details of the whole book, he wants us to see who Christ is, this Lord is.
这三节圣经呢，把我们的主描述得非常的详尽。
And these three verses depict our Lord so detailedly.
首先呢，第一件事，第一个事情呢，我们谁是这个，谁是那个？基督呢，他是神，他启示的发表。
Now first, who is Christ? He is the the expression of God's revelation.
他说神呢，在古时借着众先知多智多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
So we read God who at various times and in various ways spoke in the time passed to the fathers by the prophets has in these last days spoken to us by his son.
我们的神呢，是一个启示的神。
Our God is the God who reveals.
如果他不启示他自己的话，没有人能够认识他。
If he does not reveal himself, no one would know him.
一个被创造的有这个有限的人，如何能够认识一个无限大的神呢？
A finite, created being, how could he know this boundless God?
所以神必须来启示他自己，我们才能够认识他。
Therefore, God Himself has to reveal Himself.
他第一个是，他的启示呢，是借他所创造的万物来启示。
And His revelation is through the whole world that He created.
罗马书说呢，自从创造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
Therefore, Paul says that since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen and being understood by the things that are made.
虽然,
Even His divine power and Godhead, so that we are without excuse.
这边比我前面啊，因为确实啊，那记得所造之物叫我们晓得，叫我们无可推诿哈。
Indeed, through the things that He made, we really have no excuse of not knowing Him.
只要我们够谦卑。
As long as we're humble enough,
当我们看见这个宇宙的奇妙的时候呢，我们自然就会想到一位万物造物的主。
When we see the wonders of the world, very naturally, we would think of the Creator.
当亚波罗十一号那个太空人从月亮回来的时候，在那个太空当中呢，他念诗篇第八篇。
When Apollo Eleven came back from the moon, and when the astronaut came back, he read Psalm 8. When I consider the work of your fingers, when I consider the moon and the stars, what is man that you take care of him, what is son of man, you care for him.
那么我们可以想象在那个太空当中看到那个蓝色的地球是多么样的美啊。
Imagine this, in space, when you look down at the earth, the blue earth, how beautiful that would be.
我们里面呢都要发出同样的赞美。
And we would utter the same admiration from within us.
但是呢，苏联的那个太空人上去以后啊，
But Soviet Union's spaceship when it got to the space.
他说呢，我左看右看，我怎么找我看不到神。
And the astronaut said, I look right to left, I cannot find God.
自从人堕落了以后呢，虽然这个宇宙在诉说神的荣耀。
So after man fell, even though the whole universe declares his glory.
但是呢，堕落的人呢，看不到。
Yet the fallen man could not see it.
所以呢，神必须自己来说话。
Therefore, God himself has to speak.
那么他在古时呢，借着众先知多次多方的向那列祖说话。
Therefore, in time past, God spoke to us through the prophets.
那么他是 这说话是多次的，是多方的啊。
He spoke to the fathers, through the prophets, in various times and in various ways.
他借着律法向他的百姓说话。
He spoke to his people through the law.
借着历史向人说话，他是那位创，他是掌管这个一切的主。
Through the history, he spoke to the people that he's the one who reigns over all.
记得诗篇向我们述说，那么里面所认识的基督。
Through Psalter, he speaks to us the Christ that the psalmist knows within their heart.
那么在先知书里面，更是神直接向着先知们说话，然后先知传讲神的话。
In a book of prophets that God spoke directly to these prophets so they could declare God's oracle.
但是呢，这些说话呢是间接的说话。
Yet all these utterances are done gradually.
所以呢，有很多的话呢，我们不是很清楚。
And we do not know very clearly many of the sayings.
不但是我们的后来后世人读的时候不是很清楚。
People in the latter generations could not understand them.
这些先知们在说的时候很多话，尤其讲到将来的预言，可能他们也不是很清楚。
Even the prophets who prophesied for God when they spoke, especially regarding things to come, they themselves were not clear either.
直到神的儿子来了。
Until the arrival of the Son of God.
神直接在他儿子里头说话。
Now God directly spoke to us in His Son.
这个他的说话，他的启示是完全的，是清楚的。
Here His word, His revelation is clear.
一面呢是这些说话的在故事的说话这些人呢，他们虽然他们是得救的人，可是他们呢没有圣灵的降下，所以有些很多事情时候没有到，听的人也听不懂。
On the one hand, these who spoke for God in time past, because the Holy Spirit had not descended upon them, so people would not understand them.
但是在新约的时候，
But in New Testament,
不但主自己亲自说话，
not only did the Lord speak himself,
借着他十字架的救恩重生了我们，
but also he begot us through the redemption on the cross.
在这个新的生命里头，
and also in this new life,
借着所赐下的圣灵，
through the Holy Spirit given to us.
不但这些写新约书信的人，他们清楚明白神的话，
not only do all these authors of the New Testament books,They understand God's word clearly. But even we who live in the New Testament time could also understand that.
那不管是新约旧约都是神的话。
So regardless of the Old Testament or New Testament, all these words are God's word.
不是因为我们有了新约我们就不读旧约了。
So it should not be because we have New Testament, we neglect the Old Testament.
新约里头特别是希伯来书大量引用旧约的话。
Many books in the New Testament, especially the book of Hebrews, they reference the Old Testament passages extensively.
告诉我们说，新约的一些许多真理不是一个新鲜的道理，在旧约的时候神已经说了，人不明白。
So we know that many doctrine in the New Testament. Are not something new because they had already been spoken in Old Testament. The only things we didn't understand them.
所以呢，明白旧约呢，可以让我们对新约呢更有些清楚的认识。
So understand the Old Testament enables us to know the New Testament better.
但是呢，我们读旧约的时候认识一件事情。
Yet we do understand one thing when we study the Old Testament.
在那时候的启示呢是不完全的。
That is the revelation at that time is incomplete.
所有对旧约的历史也好，对他的所话的解释也好，都必须在新约的亮光底下来认识。
All the history, all the explanation of God's word can only be made clear, be understood under the light of the New Testament.
因为在新约的时候，他的启示才是完全的。
Because in New Testament, this is when God's revelation is complete.
但是我们的主呢，他是太初就有了道，对不对？神在一开始说话的时候呢，就是在他儿子里说话，旧约是在他儿子里说话，新约在他儿子里说话。
Now our Lord Jesus Christ is the Word in the beginning, therefore God spoke through Him and in Him.
那么但是呢在新约的时候 是他的儿子直接说话非常的清楚。
Yet, in New Testament, it is the Son of God himself spoke. This is quite clear.
这就说到呢神的儿子跟神的启示之间的关系。
And also, regarding the relationship between the revelation of the Son of God and the Son of God himself,
唯有借着他的儿子人才能够认识神的启示明白神的神启示。
We know only through the Son of God to understand the revelation of God.
离开了神的儿子耶稣基督没有人能够认识神。
Apart from the Son of God, nobody can know who God is.
那么这是第一个方面。
Now, this is the first aspect.
第二方面呢说到他跟一切受造之物之间的关系。
The second aspect is about relationship between him and all the creation.
他说呢又早已立他为承受万有的也曾借了他创造诸世界。
Now, the verse tells us whom Christ, he has appointed heir of all things through whom also he made the world.
那么这节呢我们需要跟那个哥罗西书第一章十六节一起来读。
We have to read this verse together with Colossians 1:16.
那么他那里说呢，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
In Colossians, we read that in him all things are created. Invisible or invisible, whether throne, dominion, principalities, and also dominions, powers, all things are created by him and for him.
那么前面呢，他说靠他造的，借他造的，这个不是很清楚到底什么有什么不同哈。
In Chinese, you don't quite understand what does it mean, in him, through him, by him.
那么就是大部分的英文翻译呢它前面的它那个靠它是 by him 然后呢后面那个借的它是 through him
Now in most English versions of the Bible it says by him all things are created and also through him
我们也不是很清楚这两个字有什么不一样、啊、
And we're not quite clear on what's the difference between these two
那么但是在这个钦定版 authorized version 它的在这个前面那个靠的它绝大部分的时候它翻译的都是翻成 in 它不知道但是为什么它这个地方它用 by
In King James version of the Bible most of the time is translated as in him all but we don't know why in this particular place it says by him all things were created
因为我们人呢不太能够明白什么叫做在他里面造的
Because we do not quite understand what does that mean that all things were created in him.
那么在他里面造的呢就是说呢在这还没有创造万物之前这些呢所有的在他里面已经有蓝图了。
In him that tells us that before God created all things, within God's heart, he already had this blueprint.
他将来要造很多很多的东西。
That he was going to make so many things.
他不是说想到什么造什么，想到就走一步算一步啊。
It's not, he created, he created all the universe, you know, as he, was thinking of them. No.
在这创造一切之前，他就他儿子里面有那个蓝图，他知道要造什么。
But it's actually before all the creation, everything, all the blueprint was made.
然后呢？到了时间的时候他记得他他对他儿子创造
Therefore when time arrives that through his son he created all the universe
那么造这么大的 这么荣耀这么丰富的这个世界为谁呢为了什么呢
Such a glorious abundant world Why did God create it?
因为他是为他造的
Because the verse tells us All things are were created for him
所有的人呢、啊，只要稍微是有一点思想的人呢、啊，都会问一个问题。
Any person who is able to think would have to ask this question.
为什么会有我
Why is it I exist?
为什么会有这个世界？
Why is it the world exists?
那么不但他要问他从哪里来，他要往哪里去？
This person might ask not only where did he or she come from, but also where did he or she going?
现在的科学呢，那么走到一个地步，他说呢，这个整个世界呢，是一个大爆炸来的。
And the modern science tells us the world came from a big bang.
那么大爆炸之前是什么？不知道。大爆炸为什么开始？不知道。大爆炸那个什么时候结束？不知道。
We don't know what it was, and after and later, after Big Bang, the world will become.
那么大爆炸之后呢，就开始进化了哈，这宇宙进化，地球进化，人开始进化哈。
And after the Big Bang, the universe, the man started to evolve.
那么进化到最后的目的，这个整个宇宙的最后的这个结局是什么呢？
But what's the final purpose of this evolution to the end?
他们说呢，等于有一天呢，所有的这些能够用的能源呢，那个 energy 都用完之后呢，整个宇宙就死寂了，回到死，从那个一个完全一个虚无死寂的一个世界。
They tell us that.Until the whole world will continue to evolve until one day that all the energies are used up and then everything becomes void.
多少人花了一生的精力就在要兼顾这个理论。
So many people spend all their life trying to strengthen, establish this doctrine.
我就有在读着我看他们了，就在想啊。
And the more I read about this,the more I think.
那么也就是说，你的眼中的世界是没有目的开始的，没有目的结束的。
To all these people, all the universe began without a purpose, and the world would be finished without a purpose either.
那么中间的整个进化过程也是没有目的的，对不对？
And the whole process of evolution has no purpose.
包括你一生在那里追求的，在思想你要告诉人知道的，也是没有目的的，对不对？
This includes that throughout your lifetime, you're trying to tell people what the world came from. This also is meaningless.
那为什么我要听你的呢？
Then why should I listen to you?
这么样子的一段理论，这么样的，根本花了一辈子这那个学问去学，到最后告诉你说这些事情都没有目的的。
Why should I listen to you then? Because you spend all your lifetimes learning, trying to prove something which is totally meaningless.
难怪保罗他说了
，The wonder Paul says,
那是此等不信之人呢，被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼了，不叫基督福音的光呢照着他们。
No wonder Paul says all these unbelieving people's eyes are blinded by the ruler of this age so that they would not allow the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ to shine upon them.
那基督徒也是会问同样的问题。
And we Christians also ask the similar question.
神为什么造我们呢？
Why did God create us?
那么我小的时候呢，那个要背那个要理问答哈，那个 catechism。
When I was young, I was required to memorize catechism.
他有一个问题啊，在第三个问题，他就说呢，人为什么活在世上
？And what the third question is, why did man exist in this world?
我从小就记在脑袋里被背的，他说，又为了要恭敬上主呢，救自己的灵魂，这是他，这是他讲他的答案。
Their answer is to I memorized this ever since I was young that The purpose is to reveal the high God to save our soul.
后来呢，我这个年纪成渐长了，听到了一些的在对这个问题的一些回答。
And then as I grew older, I also heard other answers to this question.
他说神为什么要创造的世界呢
？Why did God create the whole world?
因为神是爱，对不对
？Because God is love.
爱是要分享的。
And love has to share.
爱的流露出来就是造了我们。
So the outflowing of love, then for this reason,
神造了我们呢，就是要分享他一切的荣耀。
So God created us so He could share all His glory with us.
那么我就在想，这也是一个很大的问题。
And I to myself, I think there is a big question to this also.
我们是什么
？Who are we?
我们是被造的一部分，对不对？
We are simply part of His creation.
神创造的就是为了他的创造的。
So God created everything for His creation.
不合理的。
Does it make sense?
那么要知道这个创造被创造的它的目的是什么，必须要在这个创造之外你才能找得到。
So to understand the purpose of God's creation, you can only find the answer outside of this.
你要知道这讲台是什么目的，不能问他的，你要问造这个这讲台的人，你的目的是什么。
For example, if you want to ask what's the purpose of this pulpit, then you have to ask the one who made it.
圣经告诉我们神为什么创造。
And the Bible has the answer. He tells us why.
神的话是说呢，他是为他的儿子创造这一切。
God's word tells us that for His own Son, He created all things.
那么的这一切呢，就是有一天要他儿子来承受的。
One day, all these things will be inherited by His Son.
这就带领我们到一个高度，我们可真是能够认识一点点神为什么要创造。
And this brings us to a higher ground, so we could understand why is it God created all things.
那么一切的创造呢，只有在他儿子里头才有意义。
All the creation finds its own purpose in the Son of God.
一切的创造呢，才在他儿子里头才有无限的可能。
All creation finds its infinite possibility only in His God's Son.
要认识我们为什么被这创造，我们必须要认识神的儿子。
So to find out why is we are created, we have to know the Son of God.
那么确实在他儿子里头，我们要承受是一切的丰富。
Indeed, in Christ we will receive all the riches.
但是神创造这一切不是为了我们。
Of the inheritances, but yet God does not create for this purpose.
神创造这一切是为了他的儿子。
Again, God created all things for His Son.
他有一天他要为儿子预备一个心腹。
Now one day He will prepare a bride for His Son.
这是神的心意，这是神的创造。
And this is God's very desire, and this is why He created.
那么这两节圣经呢？那么哥林西书跟希伯来书啊，这两个你发觉他们的次序有点不一样。
Now the two passages in Colossians and Hebrews, if read closely, you'll find the sequence is a little bit different.
那么在哥罗西书呢，他是说他先在他里头设计有蓝图，然后借着他创造，那创造完之后一切归给他。
In Colossians, we read that God in Christ has this blueprint, and then through Him, He created the world.
那么但是在希伯来书的时候呢，它次序是颠倒的。
But in Hebrews, this order is changed.
那么他说他是先立他为承受万有的。
Because God first appointed Christ to be heir of all things.
然后才曾经在时间里头，借着他创造出世界。
And then in time, He created all things.
那么这就是这个诸世界还没创造之前，神已经定规了，不管将来创造什么，都是他儿子的成绩。
It tells us that before God's creation, everything will be inherited by His Son.
其实呢，是这是这里说到诸世界哈，那么有很多神的这个创造的儿子的创造，在圣经里头并没有很清楚的告诉我们。
And the Bible mentions the worlds, we were not told very clearly what are other creations.
我们至多呢，只能知道我们所认识一点，我们所看见的。
At most, we could understand the things we could see.
在哥罗西书那边说呢，是能看见的，还不能看见的。
Yet in Colossians we read that visible or invisible.
我们只能看见地上的。
We could only see things on earth.
他说了，还有在天上的。
Yet the verse tells us there are things in heaven.
不但是这些呢，还有一些主治的、执政的、掌权的。
Even those thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers.
我们不是很清楚，到底指的是什么。
We're not quite clear exactly what they refer to. 明
白一些地上的一些的执政掌权的。
Now, at most, we could understand that there are thrones, dominions on earth.
但是以弗所书说，他说呢，魔鬼是空中掌权者的首领。
Now, yet in Ephesians, we read that Satan is the prince of the air.
在那个 启示录啊，他那里是不但说到有四个活物，还有24位长老。
In Revelation, we see that they are not only for living creatures, but also the elders.
神所创造的很多，我不是很清楚，他还没有告诉我。
So regarding the creation of God, we really don't know quite much because God has not revealed to us yet.
但是不管他造什么。
Yet.Regardless of all the
creation,
regardless of the extent of our
understanding,
one thing we're sure of, all these are created for His Son. And all the creation can only find its purpose in the Son of God. Only in the Son of God, all the creation will find its final fulfillment.
我们就说到他跟创造万有之间的关系。
Now we just spoke of the relationship between the creation and the Christ.
那么万有呢，都是在他里面造的，是借着他造的，而是为他造的。
In him, all things are created through him and for him.
那么不管这个创造是多么样子的丰富，怎么样的复杂。只有一个目的，就是为了他儿子。
Regardless of the complexity or riches of all creation, there is only one purpose. That is, everything is created for him.
他是在万有之上永远可称颂的。
So he is above all the eternally blessed God.
那第三个方面呢？
Now the third
aspect. 他说到他跟神父神之间的关系。
The passage also tells us the relationship betweenChrist and the Father.
他说呢，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Because here we read that he's the brightness of God's glory, the express image of his person.
在人的心里头，不但会问说我们为什么存在。
Now in our hearts, not only will we ask why do we exist.
但是当我们知道我们是神造的时候，有个盼望，我们还想看到我们这位神是什么样的神。
Even though we know we are created by God, but we have this desire, longing to see God.
那么在约翰福音第十四章的时候啊，那边呢，主告诉他们说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人到父那里去。”
In John 14, we read that Jesus told his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and life."No one comes to the Father except through me.
那么这是腓力呢，立刻就被激起来说，是这样子吗？那么如果我们主把我的父显给我们看，我们就心满意足了。
Immediately, Philip got stirred up and telling Lord Jesus that, "Father, show us the Father, then it's sufficient for us."
那不单这是腓力里头心中的想望，是所有信主的人都有这样的盼望。历史历代，我看见神的话，看见父的话，心中是何等的满足。
Now, this is not only the longing of Philip, but throughout the generations and ages, this is the longing for every saint. As long as we could see the Father, then we're satisfied.
那主跟他说：“腓力啊，你跟我这么样的长久，你还不知道吗？你看见了我，就是看见了父。”
Yet, Lord Jesus answered that, "Philip, you have been with me for so long, but you would ask to see the Father.He who sees me sees the Father.
他们跟随了主三年半，他们知道，他们相信他是基督，他是永生神的儿子。
These disciples followed Jesus 3.5 years. They believe he is the Messiah, the Christ.
但是呢，他们总觉得父是父哈，是神，是唯一的神，他是基督，是神所立的。
But they did feel that, God is the God, the only God, and this is Christ is the Son of Man being established by God.
主说你看见了我，就是看见了父。
Yet the Lord says, "See me, and then you see the Father."
这是何等大的宣告！
What a tremendous declaration this is!
没有人敢这样子做这样的宣告。
Nobody would even dare to make this proclamation.
那么在旷野的时候呢，在那个摩西呢，也曾经发出这样子的。
Now, in the wilderness, Moses also made similar plea.
那在山上呢？那个他跟神这个昼夜跟神在一起。
On Mount Sinai, day and night, he stayed with God.
那么有的那个当以色列人犯罪的时候呢，他跟神祈求，求神赦免。
When Israelites sinned, he interceded for them.
那么神听了他祷告，赦免了以色列人的罪。
So that God would forgive the Israelites, and God did.
这时候呢，摩西里头有一个渴望、可想、渴望说，如果你求你把你的荣耀显给我看。
And right at this time, Moses had this longing, and he said to God, "Show me your glory."
当我们说我们要看到神的荣耀的时候，我们是要看到什么呢？
When we say we want to see God's glory, exactly what is that you want to see?
我们要看到神的在狂风那个大作，在那个什么，我要看到他的神迹，对不对？要看到他自己的大光的荣耀。
We want his whirlwind, see his miracles, his great light.
摩西在山上的时候就活在光中，他追着他的看到他的神的行的这么多的神迹，他亲眼看到。
Yet Moses, while he was on the mountain with God, he saw the big light, he saw the tremendous miracles, all these things he had seen.
那么当他说求你把你的荣耀显给我看，他的心是什么意思？
Now, exactly what Moses meant when he says, "Show me your glory."
那么神就回答他说呢，我要在你面前经过，那个把我一切的恩慈显给你看。我要宣告我的名，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，叫恩待谁叫恩待谁。
God responded, "I will make all my goodness pass before you. I will proclaim my name, and I will be." Merciful to whom I will be merciful, and I will show compassion to whom I will show compassion.
摩西所看到还不只只是外面的狂风大作，然后那个山崩是撕碎，这他看他都看到了。但是他要看的是他神是什么样的一位神。
Moses saw not only the outward phenomena such as the whirlwinds, the gusts, and the mountain being split open.But Moses wants to see something more.
他要看在神所示里头看见他的荣耀。
He wants to see the glory of God in who God is.
那么神怎么样显出他的所示呢？
And how did God reveal who he is?
他说我要显出一切的恩慈。
He told Moses, "I will make all my goodness revealed to you."
那个一切的良善，那么他的良善显在什么地方呢？
Where did God show His goodness in?
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
God said, "I will be merciful to the one whom I will be merciful, and I will be gracious to the one whom I will be gracious to."
神是他在他的怜悯，在他的恩待里头显出他的恩慈。
Therefore, in His goodness, in His grace and mercy, He shows His goodness.
在这样子的恩慈里头显出他自己的荣耀来。
In His goodness, He reveals His own glory.
约翰福音一章十四节怎么说？
John 1:14, we read.
他说：“道成了肉身，住在我们中间。”
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父怀里独生子的荣光。
We beheld His glory, the glory as that of the only begotten of God.
约翰他说我们看见他的荣耀。
And here, we have seen his glory.
他是父怀里独生子的荣耀。
And John said that this is the glory of the only begotten of the Father.
也是父的荣耀。这也就是父的荣耀。
And this is also Father's glory.
那么神的儿子怎么样显出他的荣耀来呢？
Just as how the Son of God revealed His glory,
是在他的恩典和真理里头显出的。
It is revealed in His grace and truth.
里面他就是那个太初有的话，他的话就是真理。
In the on one hand, His word is the truth. He is the word in the beginning.
在他地上所做的一切的事情，显出他是何等样的有恩典的神。
Everything our Lord Jesus did on earth simply showed.How gracious he is!
所以他说呢，从他的丰满里，我们都领受了，而且是恩上加恩。
Therefore, John says, "From his fullness, we have all received grace to grace."
我们在什么地方看见他的丰满呢？
Now, where do we see his fullness?
在恩典里头看见他的丰满。
We see his fullness in his grace.
在他的恩典里，我们看见他的荣耀。
In his grace, we see his glory. And this glory is the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Therefore, Jesus is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person. Therefore, when we see the Lord, we see the Father. For us to know the glory of God, we have to know the glory of the Son. What a glorious Lord he is. All the riches of the fullness dwells in him.
这是呢, 他跟父神之间的关系。
So, all this spoke of the relationship between the Son and the Father.
这是第三个方面。
So, this is the third aspect.
然后他底下说呢，他常用他全能的命令托住万有。
And the author of Hebrew continues to say that He upholds all things by the word of his power.
那么他再一次回到他跟创造创造的万物之间的关系。
The verse tell brings us once again to the relationship between the creation and Christ.
那么他曾经借着他创造了万物。神曾经借着他创造了万物。
God once created all things through Christ.
那么今天呢？今天万物跟他的关系是什么？
And then, what's today's relationship between him and all the created beings?
有很多那个科学家呢，都那个看见呢，这个是这个宇宙的精密哈，那个里面的那个他所谓的 fine tuning， 那个精细到那个地步啊，那超乎人的想象的。
All the scientists saw this exquisite fineness in this universe, which simply goes beyond man's imagination.
虽然还有很多人用想尽的方法，说要拒绝这个，他有办法解释啊。
Even though many other people are trying very hard to explain all this fineness,
但是呢，不少的科学家呢，他们觉得说，确实从这些许多的事情来看呢，确实有一位神。
Yet, there are scientists seeing all these things admit there is a God.
但是神呢，他创造这个世界之后呢，他就让任其自由心转，神就不管了。
Is it that after God created the whole universe and he just let it go, let it survive by itself?
据我的印象呢，爱因斯坦就是持这个观点的。
According to my understanding, Einstein is one of these.
在创世纪第一章里头啊，那么说到神的创造。
Genesis 1, it speaks of the creation of God.
你唯一能够解释创世纪第一章的方法。
The only way to explain Genesis
1. 就是呢，这是神迹，是神的手做的。
Yes, this is done. By the hand of God, it is a miracle.
没有科学人能够解释的。
No sciences could ever explain this.
今天呢，人呢为了要迎合这个科学家的想法呢，把许多的那个说法加在那个创世纪第一章里头。
Now today, because people are trying to cater to whatever the scientists have been saying, so they add many more things out of their own imagination into this chapter.
他不但是那个没有办法得到这些人的那个同意啊，他在中间产生了许多许多的问题。
They not only can't win the acknowledgement from these scientists, but also they created so many issues.
那么唯一能够解释的就是这是神做的。
The only way you can explain Genesis 1 is this is done by God.
这是有史以来一个最大的一个神迹。
This is the greatest miracle ever since history comes in.
我们主从死里复活是最大的神迹啊。那么这之外啊，那个就是一个最大的神迹。
Besides, raising the dead, raising the dead to life, this is the greatest miracle.
但是呢，神创造了之后，神是不是就不管了呢
？Is it after God created the whole universe and then He just let it run by its own.
毕竟呢，他在创造的时候，他创造了许多的定律啊。今天的这万物的行走，就是根据许多定律在那行走，在那里运转的。
When God created the universe, He also made so many natural laws, and the universe operates according to these laws.
那是不是神就任凭他自己运着这所创造的，就让他自己去了呢？
Is it God just let go of all the creation to run its own course?
那今天人呢，这个非常担心的气候间那个地球上那个暖化啊。
Nowadays, people are very concerned of this global warming.
那不那个暖化到个地步啊，那个北极也融化了，南极也融化了，整个世界呢就被大水给淹没了。
Now, to the point that they are afraid that North and South Pole would be the ice would be melted.And the whole world would be destroyed by all the flood.
但是在神用了洪水灭了世界之后
，But we know that after God destroyed the world through a flood,
神闻到了那个挪亚所祭的那个的献的祭的馨香之气的时候
，After God smelled of the fragrance that Noah offered,
他说呢，我不再因着那个不再灭地了。
God had promised that I will never destroy the earth.
只要地还一天还存在
，As long as the earth exists.
冬夏不，夏色，寒暑，冬夏，这个春秋，的照常运行。
This spring, summer, winter, fall, and harvest will go as usual.
神这么说了，他一定做得到。
Thus says God, and He will bring it to pass.
不是说我们就要这个浪费这资源呢、啊，但是我们有这个信心的知道，神这么说了，他一定做得到。
It's not that we could just waste all the natural resources, but since God has said so, and we believe He will also bring it to pass.
固然有一天那个审判来临的时候，大灾难要临到。
Yes, indeed. One day when the judgment comes, the great tribulation will also come.
但是那个灾难之后，神审判之后呢，地上又恢复到他当初那个神创造的时候伊甸园的景象。
Yet after great tribulation, after God's judgment, the earth will be restored to the that just as when He first made the Garden of Eden.
什么呢？一点不用担心啊！那个神的日子还没来到之前，这个地上。就被人的那个暖化给摧毁了。
So we don't have to worry a bit that the global warming one day would destroy the whole earth.
也不用担心哪一天呢，一个陨石会飞来撞到地球，把这地球给毁了。
Nor do we have be worried that one day asteroids would come and destroy the earth.
因为呢，他常用他的全能的命令，他今天用他的话托住万有。
Because he.Sustains all the universe by the word of his power.
时候没有他没有到的时候呢，那么这个的那个整个我们所生活地球完全在他的那个看顾之下。
Before the set time comes, the whole universe, whole earth that we live in, is under his control.
然后他说呢，他洗净了人的罪。
And also he purged our sins.
那么我们呢？对于我们的蒙受救恩，我们罪的赦免，我们感触很深啊。
Now we are deeply impressed with this salvation in which our sins are forgiven.
我们呢，知道我们曾经是个罪人。
We all understand we were once sinners.
那么因为主耶稣基督的救赎，让我们能够罪得些这清洗，在神面前被称为义，我们回到神的家中。
And because Lord Jesus' redemption, we are now justified before God, and we can return to God.
满心喜乐，我们满心赞美。
We're filled with joy and praises.
但是呢，他这句话呢，是在前面三节讲完之后说的。
Yet this verse is spoken after first three verses.
好像说了，除非我们真正认识。这位主呢，他是什么样的一位主
？It actually tells us, unless you really know this Lord as to who He is.
他是神的启示。
He is the revelation of God.
他是那个一切万有的创造者。
He is the creator of all things.
万有都是为他造的。
All things are created for him.
唯有他的敌人，他才能够显出那个父的荣耀。
Only through Christ can reveal Father's glory.
他今天都用全他全能的命令托住万有的那一位。
And today, he sustained the whole world by the word of
his mouth. 竟然为他所创造的人死在十字架上。
Think of this. He died on the cross for the ones created by him.
除非我们真正认识他曾经所示的，他的身位，我们不能够完全明白他这个救恩的浩大。
Unless we truly understand his person, who he is, we would never understand the tremendous vastness of the salvation.
他的荣耀。我们越多认识他所示，他的尊贵的地位，他的荣耀。
The more we know his person, his salvation, his who he is.
我们呢，才越更多的认识我们所承受的救恩是何等样的宝贝，何等样的浩大。
The more we know of his nobility, then the more we would come to realize that, oh, how great our salvation is.
然后他说呢，最后他说到他如今呢坐在至高天至大者的右边。
At the end, he said that now he sat on the right hand of the Majesty on high.
他在创世以前就是父怀里的独生子。
Before the creation of the world, the Christ is the beloved Son in Father's bosom.
在永世里，他就坐在父的右边的。In
eternity, he sat at the right hand of God.
他为了拯救他所创造的人。
Yet, for the sake to redeem his created beings,
他道成了肉身，他从死里复活。
The Word incarnate, and he was raised from the dead.
如今被父的右手高举，重新坐到神父神父神的右边。
And now again today, he was highly exalted by God to sit by his right hand.
那么他这一次再坐到神右边呢，他是借着十字架。
Now this time, when he returned to God, it is through the cross.
他是借着十字架重新回到父的右边，坐在神宝座的。It
is through the cross he once again returned to the Father and sat by the right hand of Him.
在启示录第二十章的时候，他那时候在殿中，他看见的是父神，他看见的是羔羊。In
Revelation 21, John saw. The temple, what he saw was God the Father.
在永世里头被纪念的，还是那个羔羊。
Even in eternity, what's being commemorated is the Lamb.
神儿子在永世里头被纪念的，是他在地上为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Even in eternity, that was the Son of God being remembered is that He died for us, what He did for us while He was on earth.
有一天我们要与他一同作王。
And one day we shall reign together with
Him. 如果我们的主他再次作王是借着十字架。
Our Lord once again reigned through His cross.
我们没有别的路。
And to us there's no other way.
我们呢，我除了借着十字架，我们没有办法跟主同坐。
And through the cross we would never be able to reign together with Him.
而且发觉呢，这三节呢，实在是非常的丰富啊。
You will understand how rich these three verses are.
丰富到一个地步呢，可能我们需要一生来思想的，因为神的儿子实在是太丰富。
Rich to such extent that it would cause a whole life to meditate on them, because the Son of God is so rich.
是的，神要我们进入完全。Yes,
God wants us to enter into
perfection. 他在我们身上每一点每一个角落，他都要对付。Every
part, in our life. In us, he wants to deal with.
没有一个瑕疵，是神会容许他留住的。
No blemishes in us, not even one would God allow.
毕竟他要把我们做成完全没有瑕疵的样子。
He's going to conform us into the one without any blemishes.
但是呢，我们要知道我们神为什么在我们做到做至终要做成什么样子。
But we do need to know why God is working in us and to. What is the final state that we will all become?
他之所以要带领我们进入完全，是要到我们跟他儿子完全，那个和儿子相似。The
reason he wants us to enter into perfection because he wants us to be like his son.
那么他要在我们身上做做到一个地步，长大成人，满有基督他自己的丰满。
He wants to continue to work in us until we all come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ to a perfect man.
这是神的心意。
And this is God's heart.
这是神儿女们一生所追求的。
And this is the very goal that all God's children should pursue after all their lives.
祈祷告。
Let's pray together.
父，我们满心感谢赞美。
Father, we're full of thanksgiving and praises.
因为你向我们所存的心是何等的高。
Because your heart's desire for us is so high.
你要我们能够都能够长大成人，满有你儿子长成的身量。
You want us all mature to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
知道你要在我们身上每一个角落都做你自己的工作。
We know that you will work in us in every part of life.
你要我们进入完全。
Because you want us to enter into perfection.
你要把我们做成你手中的杰作。
You want to make us into the very masterpiece of your hand.
带领我们来看你的儿子。
Lead us to gaze upon your son.
让我们能认识你在我们身上所要做的事。
So that we will understand the very things you want to do in us.
是你自己儿子的荣耀
It
吸引我们
the very glory of your son that draws us
激励我们
to stir us up
扶持我们
to sustain us
让我们能够在这条路上快跑跟随你
so that we could run quickly after him in this way
祷告奉主的名
we pray in the name of the Lord Amen.